She is Sarah Boudreau from McKeegan's Guardian Pharmacy. She is the owner, operator, and manager of McKeegan's Guardian Pharmacy in Waycogama. And with that, we're talking primary care clinics, right?
Yep.
That are happening across the province and within the quads. And Sarah and I were talking the other day, and Sarah says to me, Can we talk about this on the radio? And I was like, you know what? That's a great idea because it's a community involvement and community-minded situation. Yeah. Pharmacy primary care clinics. Now, take me through that.
You? So, and this is like, I've had some conversations with people in the community and they weren't really aware of what they involve and who's able to access them. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, you know, this might be a good time just to get the information out there.
100%.
So it started as, it's a demonstration project. So it's between the Pharmacy Association of Nova Scotia, the government of Nova Scotia, and Nova Scotia Health.
Okay.
So it started in February of 2022 with 12 sites across the province. And slowly it's rolled out. So November 2023, they added more. And this past fall, they've added 13 more sites. So there's a total of 46 of these community pharmacy primary care clinics across the province.
Okay.
And so what it is, it's a way to help people access healthcare because pharmacists have a wide scope of practice. And it's a way for pharmacists to be able to deliver some healthcare services to alleviate some of the stress on the ERs, the family doctors, or people who don't have a family doctor.
Okay.
So they're set up as separate clinics from the pharmacy. So most pharmacies either had to build or repurpose one of their rooms to have a clinic room and a reception area.
Okay.
And when the pharmacist is working there, that's what they do that whole day. So they are working in the clinic. They are not working in the dispensary. And they are dealing with, and I'll kind of go over all the services.
Yeah,
you, you book appointments and the pharmacist is there to help provide healthcare services through those appointments. And it's a way to separate it for pharmacists too, because these are some of the things that we can do in practice in a normal community pharmacy, but it takes you away from the dispensing part. It can be pretty stressful to try and manage both. So it's a way to separate that to help with the workflow in a pharmacy as well. So basically, what happens is you can book online or you can call the pharmacy. They know most pharmacies have a dedicated phone line for their clinic.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a variety of services that we offer.
Okay.
So, for example, a lot of them are minor ailments. So urinary tract infections, we can do assessments and prescribe for that.
Mm-hmm.
Pink eye. So if you have pink,
by the way, if you're having breakfast this morning, right now, we apologize, but we are going to talk about certain things that that are healthcare situations
related.
All right, keep going.
But like cold sores, if you have cold sores and you normally, you know, you'd like to have the antiviral medication, or if it's appropriate, we'd be able to prescribe that.
Mm-hmm.
Heartburn. I see a lot of skin rash, eczema.
Okay.
They might need prescriptions for that. Thrush, which is an infection of the mouth.
Thrush?
Yeah, oral thrush is like a fungal infection of the mouth.
Okay, great.
Canker sores, allergies. So people who have seasonal allergies, they might need prescription nasal spray or prescription eye drops. So we can do assessments for that and prescribe for those.
Okay.
So you can do all that without having to see a family doctor. We also do assessments for sore throat. So this has been huge in the last few months.
Yeah, the cold and flu season this year has been a lot.
Yeah.
Right?
So we can't, and I'll put it out there, we cannot assess for chest infections. So if you have a cough, chronic cough, please don't call the clinic.
Nothing stethoscope-wise.
No, we're not listening to your chest. We're not doing any chest x-rays.
Okay.
But if you have, some people have strep throat, which is just the sore throat, you know, fever, other symptoms as well. So you can come in for a sore throat assessment where we would see if it's appropriate to then do a swab.
Okay.
So we have the machine, it's called the ID Now, that we can swab and test for strep, the strep bacteria, and it gives us a result right away.
Okay.
Within 10 minutes.
Really?
And if you are positive for strep, then we can prescribe the antibiotic.
Okay.
So there's that service. There's also ear infections.
Mm-hmm.
So we can assess for either external ear infections, so like swimmer's ear, or internal ear infections or otitis media. If you've had like a cold or something like that and it's gone into the ears, or you know, kids get ear infections.
I used to get them all the time.
That's right. So
all the time,
as long as the child is over the age of three, the pharmacies can or the primary care clinics can provide.
I remember
that
getting drops and like cotton batting to keep the drops in the ear and then go to sleep.
Yeah,
shut up, Scott. Go to sleep. Right.
So instead of having to wait in the ER for an appointment, you know, you can book online or call the primary care clinics and the pharmacist can do that assessment and prescribe.
What about like a sinus infection?
Yes. So like the majority of them can do it. Yeah. There's a few of us newer sites. So the ones who joined in this phase three in November, we've had special training for all these services. Okay. So we're just waiting for the training on the sinusitis. Okay. So the sinus infection. So we will be, some of them are already doing it. So just call the pharmacy and find out if that site is doing the sinus infections, but that's another one that we'll be able to do.
Okay.
So those are a lot of things that we can help alleviate from the ERs, from the family doctors. You know, it might take you 2 weeks or 3 weeks to get into your
doctor.
This
is the thing. So I bring up sinus infection because my son has one. Mm-hmm. All right. So he texts me yesterday from his mom's house. He's like, I got a sinus infection. I'm like, did you go to the doctor? He's like, no, but the stuff is green. If it's green, it's a sinus infection. I was like, yeah, okay, cool. I'm good with that. All right, cool. He's like, well, we'll keep it for a couple of days. And he's 17, smart. Yep. He understands. He's like, you go a couple of days before you go to the doctor. Don't always just run to the doctor because something is a little bit off. You got to give it a couple of days to see if your body will fight it off itself first, right? And I'm like, good. All right, so we're good. But this is an extra added thing that you might not have to go to the doctor or you get a 2.5 week appointment, like you said, and then you're fine by the time you get there.
It's gone.
Right?
Yeah, so this is a way to help access healthcare quickly. So those are all kind of the acute appointments that we deal with on a regular basis. Then there's a whole bunch of other services we can provide. And one of my favorite is the chronic disease management. So for example, someone who has diabetes or hypertension or high cholesterol or COPD, and they need help managing that disease. Okay. So diabetes is a perfect example that you can meet with the pharmacist. It's a bit longer appointments. We go over all of your blood glucose readings. We can have access to, if you're wearing one of those sensors, there's a way for us to have the healthcare provider site access all those readings.
Okay.
Where you don't have to be in the store to do it. You know what I mean? I can see where you've been over the last 2 weeks and make recommendations, do follow up. We can also order blood work when relation to medication management. So
really?
If you were, you know, have diabetes and you haven't had your A1C checked in 6 months, a year, and it needs to be done every 3 to 6 months, you can come in to see us. We can help you with some management and we can make adjustments based on those results. So if you're out of target, then we can adjust your medications. We can add therapy. There's quite a wide range that we can do to help manage those chronic conditions to help improve the health care of Nova Scotians.
For those joining us right now, I'm talking to Sarah Boudreau this morning. She is the owner, operator, management of McKeegan's Guardian Pharmacy in Waikagama. And we're talking about primary care clinics through pharmacies. There are three. We've talked
four.
About four. Four in the
four
quads?
In the quads, yeah.
In the quads, there are four. Is that where you're going
yeah,
next?
Yeah.
Look and at
I'm all over the board. So there's four. There's McKeegan's Pharmacy in Waikagama.
Yes.
There's a medicine shop here in Port Hawkesbury.
Okay.
There's Guysborough Pharmacy in Guysborough.
That makes sense.
And Teasdale's Apothecary in Antigonish.
Really? Okay.
So those are the four. Some of us are full-time, some of us are part-time, so it's not that we're necessarily open every day of the week.
Yeah.
But the goal is to try and provide either same-day or next-day appointments.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, not to have a 3 week wait. And you don't have to be a customer of that pharmacy to access the services.
Okay.
So that's key. You need a valid Nova Scotia health card. So the majority of these services are covered, no cost to you.
Makes sense.
There's a few exceptions to that, but the majority are covered. So you don't have to be a customer of that pharmacy. And I've done either, and you don't necessarily have to go to the pharmacy depending on the site. Like, depending
I'm sorry,
on,
what?
Yeah. So, for example, if you have, like, some of these assessments can be done over the phone.
Yeah.
Some of them can be done virtually. There's a way to do virtual assessments.
Really?
Yeah. And so if you do the assessment with the pharmacist and you have a home pharmacy, we can send the prescription if we're to prescribe something to your home pharmacy.
Okay.
Yeah. So, for example, I've done assessments for people who live in Port Hawkesbury. You know, they didn't need to drive out to Waikagama for the assessment. You know, so we did a phone.
It's a nice
consult.
Drive, though. It's a nice
oh, it's
drive.
Beautiful.
It's
Listen,
beautiful drive.
Come to Waikagama. It's a beautiful, beautiful community. So much to do. But it's a way, you know, and other people in Inverness, like I've done, you know, virtual assessments and then sent it to their home pharmacy, and it just helps improve access.
Okay.
What was I going to say? So a few other things we can do is like renewals for prescriptions. So if you're out of prescriptions and you're not going to be able to see your doctor. So if you have a family doctor.
It just happened to me.
Oh, did it?
Yeah, it did.
Well, you could have called your pharmacy.
Yeah. Just saying, it just happened to me.
But we want to make sure people don't go without therapy, and so we can help provide that service. We do a lot of the publicly funded vaccines. So tetanus.
Yeah.
Say something happens, you step on a rusty nail, you need tetanus shot right away.
That sucks.
I know. I've done that a couple times.
Yeah, you
now.
Don't want nobody.
Not
don't.
Step on the nail, but give the tetanus shot.
Oh, oh, I thought you were stepping on nails all over the place.
But you know, some of those. Vaccinations, medication injections like B12. Some people are traveling like an hour to go see their doctor for a B12 injection. Yeah. You can get it done for free at one of these primary care clinics.
If it's closer to you, it's better off for you. That's another option.
That's right.
It's another option.
Yeah.
It's been around since 2022. There's 43 sites.
46, I believe,
46
across
sites
the province.
Now across the province, four of them right here in the quads.
Yeah.
I know we've been going long.
Yeah.
I apologize. I don't mean to cut you off. This is all great information, but I'm running out of time and I'm gonna get in trouble.
Okay. Book online and we'll send the link through the Facebook. It's pans.ns.ca/CPPCC.
Okay. I'll have that on our Facebook page within the next 3 to 5 minutes. All right. Last words, other than thank you for coming in.
No, thanks for having me.
That works for me. Sarah Boudreau is the owner, operator, and manager of McKeegan's Guardian Pharmacy in Waycogama. It's always a great drive to Waycogama, no matter where you are. Do that drive to Waycogama. It's beautiful everywhere. Right there, sitting on the Bedore Lake. It's right there. It's beautiful. Drop on by at McKeegan's Guardian Pharmacy. Talk to Sarah. If you're not part of the Waycogama area, there are three others. Can we go through those one more time?
So, Medicine Shop here in Port Hawkesbury.
Yes.
Guysborough Pharmacy in Guysborough and Teasdale Apothecary.
Those are the four across the quads that you can check out.